I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Everybody's got an opinion over the recent U.S. missile strike on the Syrian airbase. Russia, Iran, and some of their allies are threatening retaliation if it happens again. Amnesty International is calling for a U.S. commitment to Syrian refugees. And considering they're being attacked in their own country and in refugee camps in secondary countries, Bethany Christian Services' Christine Van Noord says third country resettlement in the U.S. might actually be the only option for some of them. Explaining why she's encouraging believers to respond, she says,
I think this is an incredible time in history for the Christian church to be able to stand up and to say, we want to help the most vulnerable and to welcome the stranger and love those no matter race or religion.
Some of the details, including the refugee process, are linked at our website. And the ability to listen to sermons and engage with an active church body is something we can take for granted sometimes. But for deaf Christians, finding a church to attend can be overwhelming. Just ask Jason Sewer, a deaf believer and the National Engagement Coordinator for Deaf Bible Society. Sewer, speaking through a translator, shares his story.
I was born into and grew up with a deaf family. So from the time I can remember, we always attended deaf churches. But when I moved out of state to go to college, I didn't know where I could find a deaf church or a ministry that was available to me as a deaf person, which was frustrating. I know that my experience was like that of many deaf people all over the country.
That's why Deaf Bible Society came up with Deaf Church Where, an online directory of churches with various levels of deaf accessibility. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So what if you could share the gospel just by cooking a meal? Well, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a cookbook that does just that. See, each recipe has a woman's faith story with it. Get yours free when you click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.